Eric Ndayishimiye says he couldn't bury his 78-year-old mother after she was hacked to death with machetes. Fighters from the M23 armed group attacked his village last week in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
My mum left home to go and farm, and suddenly the M23 appeared and killed her. Our little brother witnessed it and came to tell us. We didn't go there because we feared if they're killing an old woman, then they'll be killing young people like us as well.
Eric's among tens of thousands of people who've fled their homes in recent days. This camp on the outskirts of the city of Goma is their new home. We went up into the hills to see where they've come from. We accompanied an army general who was visiting commanders near the front line. Most of the people that live around here have fled. The homes and the shops are empty. They've been taken over by soldiers who've turned this village into a base. And here they're looking across at their enemy on that distant hillside. The slopes here are steep. The terrain makes it very difficult for anyone to attack or defend. The army's lost swathes of territory to M23 in the last 4 months. Many Congolese are questioning why the government hasn't done more to support its forces. M23's rapidly grown stronger. It denies committing atrocities that it's frequently accused of. Its fighters carry Rwandan army equipment, and Rwandan soldiers have been photographed among them. Rwanda denies supporting them.
This is not M23, it's the Rwandan army. And you should know that M23 is not only with the Rwandan army, but it's also supported by other groups operating within Congo.
UN investigators, rights groups and residents all say Congo's forces have collaborated with armed groups to fight against M23. Congo's government denies it. Rwanda's accused Congo of hiring foreign mercenaries. Congo's government says it's hired former French soldiers as military instructors.
We need some instructor, and I think those who are working with them, it's a group of what we call in French Légion étrangère de l'armée française. They are well known. They come to give some instruction to our military. It's simple.
Further up in these hills are coltan mines that earn vast sums for whoever controls them. The people who lived here, farming the slopes, are now camped in the valleys, hoping somebody will bring them food. There's been conflict here on and off since the 1990s. Now it's intensifying once again. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kingi, Democratic Republic of Congo.